Listen to your preferred news feeds with Odiogo.com.
Living vicariously. When I saw the new equipment previews from the Dayton Hamvention in the ARRL letter, I thought it might be fun to run a full gallon from the mobile. Alicraft, it seems, is about to offer a 1.5 kilowatts semiconductor amplifier, and it occurred to me that it might very well run on a voltage that I could easily generate either with my 48 VDC Cherokee supplies, or, possibly, it already has a switcher that will run on the nominal 220 VDC from the Prius. So I emailed Alicraft, and while I was waiting for the answer I started considering the matter of the low-power transceiver that would drive this amplifier. The Prius has a somewhat anemic 12V system, which is recharged from the HV traction battery through a down converter. I didn't want to heavily load this system, so I tried to find an appropriate power supply that would convert the 220V to 12V. I saw these little Vicor modules on eBay and decided that maybe I could run the transceiver on that. The 300V in the picture is its nominal rating. It's quite content to run at 200V or even below. As an experiment, I hooked up the module HV input to the traction battery through the Anderson connector and a small fuse. I then connected the output terminals directly to the transceiver. It worked instantly. However, as you know, mobile equipment really is designed to work on about 13-14V, which is the nominal voltage of an automotive electrical system while the alternator is charging it. In order to raise the voltage of the Vicor module to its maximum and desirable 13.2V, I calculated that I needed a 96k ohm resistor to connect between SC and the plus terminal. I just happened to have the right value, made the connection, and measured the voltage 12.1V. What's wrong here, I wondered. It should have been 13.2. Thinking I might have miscalculated, I got a 47k resistor and connected it between SC and plus. Instant module death. The voltage went down to 2.4 volts and stayed there. Whoops. I must have tripped the OVP somehow. So I removed primary power from the module, waited a few seconds, and turned it back on. Still dead. I figured at this point I was screwed, emailed the manufacturer's tech support, and called it quits until I heard back. On Monday I had speaks with Vicor, and they were as puzzled as I was. Putting a 47k resistor on a high power module could, at most, put a 200 microamp current where it didn't belong, right? But the helpful tech support guy asked me how long I had waited before reapplying power. I figured a few seconds, maybe as much as a minute. He told me try it again after waiting 15 minutes. I said okay, sure enough, when I tried it again, it was working perfectly. At that point, I measured the 96k resistor and found it to be 960k. It had been mislabeled. Suddenly it came all clear, of course the voltage only went up to 12.1. The trim resistor value was 10 times too high. And when I connected the 47k resistor, of course the module died. Just as I had suspected, I had tripped the OVP. I then used a 100k resistor between SC and plus, and, sure enough, the output voltage went to a little under 13.2V and all was good in my vicarious world. I'll now be able to use one or more of these modules to power my transceiver. Hopefully I'll hear from Alicraft soon and find out if the rest of my scheme can be realized. There was still one remaining puzzle, though. I emailed Mr. Tech Support with my results, told him the module and the calculations were okay, and asked why the module didn't come right back up after I removed and reconnected primary power. Do you know what he told me? Ready? It seems that, deliberately, the overvoltage protection circuit has a capacitor with no discharge path to ground. The final mystery explained.